Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this particular episode of My Family Health. And yes, I am your host for today. Okay, our topic today is recipes, Bible study, and yes, you can stay home and earn money. So stay tuned. We're going to have a great recipe. We've got a bit of a Bible study, and then we're also going to be talking about staying home and earning money and what it really is. Just absolutely, critical. A lot of people want to know what stay at home and earn money is all about. They get here about this fabulous thing from their uncle, their aunt, their neighbor, their best friend, their coworker saying, hey, stay home and you can earn all this money. Here's this money-making opportunity. Here's this networking thing. But how do you determine when something is really an opportunity and whether it is only an opportunity for the person that talked to you? In other words, if it's only an opportunity for them, it's not an opportunity for you. And that's not good. I mean, some people just look at you as a dollar sign. I'm sorry, that's not good. Okay, and so, we're going to be talking about some of these key issues. And like I said, we got a recipe on tap today. You're going to have to tune in and listen all the way through. Recipe's towards the end, and it's a really great recipe, a fabulous recipe for you, for your children. It's a mouth-watering recipe. I'm already getting hungry just thinking about it. And so, here's this fabulous recipe that we've got planned, and I trust you're going to have a really great time with it. Okay, so we're getting into some pretty big and heavy-duty things on this show as well, and it's cram-packed. This show is really cram-packed, and so we're going to talk about a lot of things, and we don't have a lot of time to do it in. Okay? I did, however, want to make mention of the fact that Pentecost is coming up. Okay? The actual day of Pentecost, the biblical day of Pentecost, the one found in the Bible. Okay? The biblical day of Pentecost is not when Rome says it is. It's based upon the 7 weeks after, 7 Sabbaths, you count 7 Sabbaths, okay, from Passover. So there's Passover, and then you count 7 Sabbaths, okay, and this year, for 2016, the Passover was on April 21st at sundown till April 22nd at sundown. And Pentecost this year is, for 2016, Pentecost is at sundown on June the 11th and goes to sundown June 12th. Okay, so it's from sundown on Saturday night till sundown Sunday night. So it's the biblical days are not modern calendar days. God's calendar is from even to even. Okay, from evening to evening. It is not a midnight and it changes over. God's calendar works from sunset to sunset, even to even. Okay, and we find the reference to this, okay, in Genesis. Okay, we go right straight back to Genesis, chapter 1. And we start with verse 1. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the night day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. Okay, God called the dry land earth, not a planet. He called the dry land earth. Okay, that's Genesis chapter 1, verse 10. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called he seas, which we call oceans. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And now notice in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. Okay, this is talking about the sun and the moon. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. So this, beginning at Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, God made the sun, the moon, and the stars on the fourth day of creation. They weren't there before the earth was formed. They were made on the fourth day, according to the Bible. And we need to be biblical. So many today are okay with speculation. They will give their opinion on a subject, even quote scriptures to back up their opinion, but start giving them the facts and speaking forth the truth in love with all sincerity. Most reply, oh, I'm not interested. What? No, the fact is they are interested so long as the truth is not spoken. Okay, so that's really, 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 really important. Let's be biblical. Let's get in our Bibles and let's forget about what a preacher says or a teacher at school says or some book says or some TV program says, you know, or some government agency says. Get in your Bible, read your Bible. Your Bible is very clear. It's God's word and it's the truth. Okay? So I read a KJV Bible. What do you read? Okay? And I'm quoting from the KJV. Okay? I'm quoting from the Bible, the Holy Bible. Okay, so let's start at Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 again. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament in the firmament, not above the firmament. They're not in outer space. They're in the firmament. In. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature upon after his kind. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree to which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to every living thing that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given you every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw that everything he had made, and God saw everything that he had made, and beheld it, and behold, it was very good. And God said, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. What day of the week did God bless? The seventh day of the week. What day of the week did God sanctify? The seventh day of the week. What day is the seventh day of the week according to God's calendar? It's from Friday at sundown till Saturday night. That's the seventh day of the week, folks. That's what the Bible says. Rome wants you to rest and to go to church on Sunday. But the Bible says something very different. And God blessed the seventh day, not the first day of the week, the seventh day. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Okay, so, you know, God rested on the seventh day. He not only created the seventh day, but he rested on the seventh day. He blessed the seventh day. He sanctified the seventh day. He made the seventh day holy. That's what sanctified means. And we're told in the Bible, be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. So the bottom line is, God's days are from even to even. Okay? And so, you know, it's really important to go to church on the Sabbath. The Sabbath's from Friday night after the sun, after sundown. It's from Friday night at sundown to Saturday night. Okay? And I go to church on, Saturday afternoons. Okay? And I enjoy my day of rest. You know, I enjoy, observing the Sabbath, and I have been blessed by observing it. Okay? And you will too, because God has promised to bless those who observe His holy day. And what day is His holy day? Well, we just read it. God blessed and sanctified the seventh day of the week. The seventh day of the week is from Friday at sundown till Saturday night. Okay, so when you hear a reference in the Bible that says upon the first day of the week, and it then talks about midnight, which it does in Acts chapter 20, I believe it is, and you know that it's talking about Saturday night just after the Sabbath ended. It's not talking about Sunday. It's talking about Saturday night. So until very recently, we didn't have power. We didn't have lights. We didn't have cars. We didn't have anything. And when it got dark, you didn't work. So for many Jews, they would continue to gather after the Sabbath was finished, and they would just have a nice meal together. They would do some cooking, and they'd just have a nice meal together, and they'd study the scriptures together, and that was about, it. And then they'd walk home, sometime after midnight. You know, they just extended the day a little bit, and then they'd go to work. And that's what the whole thing is. The first day of the week is the first day of work. And so on Sunday, they'd go about their normal work, as is quite evident from the book of Acts, as well as other parts of the New Testament. They went to work on just the first day of the week. You know, they counted their money on the first day of the week. Okay, so, it's really important. God's days are from even to even. Okay, so Pentecost, hopefully you'll have a chance to celebrate it, but it again is from June 11th after sundown to June 12th at sundown, okay? And June 12th, by the way, is Sunday. So Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon is a Pentecost service, okay? At our church, it'll be in the afternoon, okay? And tune in because we're going to have a fabulous service. So I'll give you the information about where you can go to for that. Now, I got to talk real fast because we've got just a few minutes to talk about something else, and that is talking about seizing the moment, okay? To discover the solution that changes lives, okay? Yes, you can stay home and earn money, okay? Forget about the speculation. Forget about the fact that, today people are okay with speculation, that they will even give their opinion on a subject, okay? But let's stick with the facts. Okay, and I know that's what you want because you've stuck through this whole thing and you're still listening. And it's fabulous that you're still listening. Host call in. If you were wanting to call in, the host call in number is 213. No, sorry, that's not it. The guest call in. Okay, if you're wanting to call in as a guest, the guest call in number is 917. 917 is the area code, 889-2298. That's 917-889-2298. Okay, that's the guest call-in number today. Okay, so feel free to call in quickly if you want to call in, bottom line is, yes, you can stay home and earn money. There are legitimate network opportunities out there that can be done as a work-from-home project. And people do make good money. I mean, I make some nice money staying home and working. Okay? I mean, it's real nice to have an income that comes in every single solitary month. And has, for me, for approximately 20 years. So this is no fly-by-night. This is no new thing. I'm making money, and I've been making money for 20 years. Really nice, you know. So stay home and earn money. Yes, it's possible. You want to know a company that's been around for 20 years and is reputable? Well, okay, credibility. Okay. This company is, some of its products are listed in the Physician's Desk Reference in the U.S. and the Pharmacist's Red Book in the U.S. Some of it, this company's products are also listed in the CPS listing for Canada for the doctors, and over 40 published medical studies and articles, as well as scientific and medical research collaborations, which we, you know, with leading universities, including McGill University in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Okay, you know, with leading university and hospital research centers in North America and also overseas in Europe and Australia, etc. You know, this company has done a lot of research, but it also makes sure that it puts out quality products that can and have been tested. Not just a little bit, not method, you know, not just a formulation test, but an actual test. Okay, some of these products actually have medical patents. That's a 25-year study that's been done on some of these products, and they can then make the claim, yes, they work, because they really do. Okay, so you can enjoy a full range of products, you know, and supporting products, you know, with health, wellness, beauty, fitness. But also, you know, I think you're looking for the fact of you want to stay home and earn money, okay? Do you dare to dream? If you do, call this man, okay? It's not me, okay? Call this man, Dr. Barry White. The phone number is 705-725-9616. You can call on Sunday. You can call on Monday. You can call on Tuesday. You can call on Wednesday. And, yes, you can call on Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., okay? And, you know, you can talk to Dr. Barry White, okay? And he'd be happy to talk with you Sunday to Thursday, no problem, okay? You know, do you dare to dream? Okay, there is a business opportunity. Do you ever dream of being your own boss, getting out of debt, taking your family on a really nice vacation? Oh, yes, this company actually will pay for people to go on a very nice vacation every year. I mean, this is just fabulous. They pay for a very expensive vacation. It's wonderful. Okay, and it's top, you know, it's top people get to go. And it's not that difficult to be on the top list. It's relatively easy. Okay, I'm in the money. You know, and, you know, taking your family on a vacation or just your wife and you. You know, having extra income, buying a luxury car, having a great retirement plan, okay? You know, my parents are very happy, and they're enjoying the fact that they themselves have income coming in above and beyond their retirement pension, which is, well, no, isn't very much, these retirement pensions that the government puts out. So it's really nice for extra income for them. Okay, so if you are interested, though, in finding out more about staying home and earning money, okay, give this man, Dr. Barry White, a call, 705-725-9616. That's 705-725-9616, okay? You can call that number if you're in Canada, the United States, Great Britain, Republic of Ireland, throughout the Caribbean as well. You know, you can be in Jamaica. You could be in Barbados. You could be in the Bahamas, Bermuda. You can be in the Turks and Caicos. Okay? You know, even in Grenada. Okay? You could also be in Mexico, for that matter. Feel free to call. Okay? There's opportunities for you. Okay? And call. You know, could you use an extra $1,000 U.S. dollars a month? I'm certain you could. And, yes, it's feasible to earn that. It's not unrealistic to be earning that kind of money. quite a few people do. I know many people that earn $1,000 a month extra every month. I know some people that earn a six-figure income as well. And I also know some people who just want to know how to earn enough so that the products that they're getting are paid for. And there's a lot of people that that's all they want to do. They just want these great products, and they just want to have a way to pay for them every single solitary month. And I know lots of people, and I mean scads of people, that that's all they want to do. They just want enough money to pay for the products. Well, whatever your goal is, it's possible. Give Dr. Barry White a call, 705-725-9616. Okay. Now, we're going to have a very fast mention of a recipe, okay? Very fast mention, okay? And it's known as a kosher beef, kosher pulled beef sandwich with crunchy coleslaw or wine-preserved kosher sauerkraut. Okay, the meat is slow-cooked. It's kosher. And then easily shredded using two forks. And, okay? If you want to know more about this recipe, I'm just running out of time. Please tune in. I'm sorry, I just ran out of time, okay? My apologies. I know you listened, and my apologies. Me bad, okay? I'll try and do another broadcast where I'm just doing a recipe and a few little things like that, you know? But the broadcast I did just before this one, okay, has the full recipe. I did it, okay? And I'll try and next time I will try and make sure that first thing on the list is this recipe, okay? But if you want to listen to it, it was on the previous broadcast. It's right at the end of the broadcast, and my apologies. I do apologize, okay? The ingredients are simple. You know, you've got the pulled beef ingredients, or, you know, it's got two onions sliced in half. It's got a quarter cup of kosher organic sesame oil. It's got a tablespoon of kosher sea salt, kosher organic herbamare sea salt. It has, you know, the best flavor. You know, it has 2.5 pounds of kosher organic beef short ribs, bone in. It has a cup of kosher barbecue sauce, a quarter cup of kosher organic soy sauce, a quarter cup of kosher organic rice vinegar or kosher organic unpasteurized apple cider vinegar, a quarter cup of kosher organic pure maple syrup, a half cup of filtered or spring water, a 1.5 tablespoons, or teaspoons, I mean, of kosher organic garlic powder, and 1.5 teaspoons of organic minced ginger. Okay, that's the pulled beef ingredients. Okay, it does also freeze really well. And so if you want the full, the full recipe, just tune into the previous broadcast. Go to the end, towards the end, it's the last 5 minutes or so, and you can hear the whole recipe, you know, the whole recipe in approximately, you know, and it's all there, okay? So I just gave you the brief outlines, and so you just go there, and my apologies, I do apologize for that, okay? I just had so much in this broadcast, and we just ran out of time, and I do apologize. So having run out of time, I do apologize, okay? And so you have a really great day. And, if you want to come for church, okay, we meet on Saturdays. Just come for 2 o'clock. The doors are open at 2, okay? And we're at 80 Bradford Street, Unit 131. And it's door 1, which is on the far side, closest to Old Prince of Wales School, okay? So on the far side, the door closest to the Old Prince of Wales School at 80 Bradford Street. And, you go down there and, you know, on your left-hand side as you go down is, is door 131. We'd be happy to have you. And like I said, we doors open at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And church service starts soon after that. And so, you know, if you're interested in knowing a little bit more, we'd be happy to have you. You know, so many today are okay with speculation. They'll even quote their opinion. They'll give their opinion on a subject, even quote scriptures to back up that opinion, but start giving them the facts and support love with all sincerity. Most reply, "Oh, I'm not interested." What? No, the fact is they are interested so long as the truth is not spoken. The Apostle Paul wrote that we are no longer under the law. But what was the Apostle Paul talking about? The Apostle Paul makes mention of seven laws. Out of these seven laws, there is only one, according to the scriptures, including the Apostle Paul's writings, we as, you know, Christians, believers, are no longer under. Which one law are we no longer under? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So thank you for this tuning in, and have a really great day. And thank you again. Have a great day, and thank you for tuning in to My Family Health. Bye.